Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Summer's coming. Are you ready to unveil that beach bod? Manscaped is here to ensure your body is ready for the wild with their game-changing full-body grooming and hygiene product. Don't be the guy at the beach with Austin Powers chest hair. And maybe you've grown some winter man tits. At least you can make them hairless. It's time to get ready for hot guy summer by going to manscaped.com and getting 20% off and free shipping with my promo code Bubba. Manscaped is dedicated to helping you increase your confidence and level up your full-body grooming game with the Performance Package 4.0. The kit comes with the Essential Lawnmower 4.0 waterproof cordless body trimmer and a ton of other liquid formations to round out your grooming routine. Whether you're trimming your chest or your treasure chest in your pant, doesn't matter. This is the best trimmer on the market. Inside the Performance Package, you're going to find the Manscaped Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Ball Toner, Anti-Chafing Ball Deodorant, and Moisturizer. Because we all know how painful chafing can be when you're wearing your bathing suit all day. Nobody likes nose hairs. So their package comes with the Weed Whacker 2.0 as well. You're also going to get two free gifts, the Shed Travel Bag, about a $39 value, and the patented high-performance reduced chafing Manscaped Boxers. And if you're wearing sandals, you're going to need to get the Manscaped Shears 2.0 Nail Kit. Having the right tools for grooming is essential. Do yourself a favor and always use the right tools for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at Manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at Manscaped.com. Trim your chesticles with the besticles at Manscaped.com, promo code Bubba. Welcome.
Oh, that was a little hot. So sorry. I have been literally out of it since Saturday. Although I feel like I'm getting better.
No, you're certainly better than yesterday. Yeah. I could tell your brain was just kind of fried yesterday, too.
It's fried today, too.
No, you're much better today.
And you sound way better.
I sound better. I got a pretty good night's sleep. I missed the gym, which I'm kind of mad at myself.
It's okay.
But I'm going to try to go do a little pickleballing. Pickleballing.
Miss Carrie Baby, 20 on the Venmo.
Oh, look at Miss Carrie Baby bringing out those New Mexico dollars.
Boop, boop.
Was tomorrow Thursday?
Yes.
Do I have baby face for tomorrow?
Sure do. 25 Venmo, Miss Carrie Baby.
For the whole show or just the last 2 hours?
I believe it's the...
I'm just asking.
Are you projecting?
No, not at all. No, I just didn't know.
I think you are.
No, not at all. I love baby face.
I think for the
more than most.
I think for the entire show.
Fantastic.
Maybe even with a baby face kicker afterwards, if I can get a hold of Hatley, which I'll do today.
Is it a Gina combo?
No. I think it's just a Brian deal.
Yeah, Brian just set himself up for that one.
Right.
Hmm.
So Miss Carrie Baby 2, what a 20?
25.
Two 25s or a 20 and a 25?
20 and a 25.
So a 45 out of New Mexico?
Yeah, thank you.
Miss Carrie Baby.
God bless.
She must have won a big case or something like that.
Yeah, dropping it to us.
So when I was in the casino in Reno, I was so lost. I did go watch craps for a little bit because I know how to play.
Yeah.
And I had like, you know, $200 or $300 I could have, you know, put down. But I just, Erica doesn't understand the game. And it was late at night. It was like, it was actually early in the morning.
Oh, okay.
It was Thursday morning early, like around 7. Now, Lummy, you being a fellow still at the casino at 7 a.m. degenerate.
Yes.
Realizes.
A former, please.
Yeah, former. Realizes that the people that are at the casino at 7 a.m. are completely fucking degenerates.
100%.
I mean.
Yes, we are.
Can you give me an hour range?
Like
between the hours of blank and blank, they're losers.
Like between 5.
Yeah, they're not losers.
I'm sorry.
Between, some of them are winners.
Between 5. between 5 a.m. and 10 a.m.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. So
I would say three, though, Bubba. I'd say 3 a.m.
Well, some could be partying, you know, okay. Like a one-off deal.
But yeah, like 3 a.m., you could still be, you know.
Like, oh, bachelor party
yeah,
deal.
Yeah, you could still be, like, having a party, still drunk and fucked up. And, yeah. You know, still, you know. Most people probably stop partying at a casino at about 2 or 3 in the morning, start making the rooms out. You know.
Right.
And so, anyway, Lami, the breakfast place that we wanted to, that Eric and I wanted to eat at opened up at 8. Mm. So we get down, I didn't know that. And we were kind of fucked up on time because, like, you know, it's a 3-hour time difference. So we were still kind of on Tampa time.
Mm.
You know, so what we thought was, you know, 11 o'clock in the morning in our bodies was
swap,
really 7.
Go back 3 hours, yeah.
So there's about 7:30 we get down there and then we find out the breakfast place opens up at 8. And so I'm like, let's go just walk around the casino a little bit. So that's where I dropped like the 56 on a slot machine and never won shit.
Which is crazy.
Right. So, but like at 7:35 or 7:40, there's only one crap table open. You know, there's only one, you know, blackjack thing open because for the most part, everybody's gone.
Yeah, they and usually they, just keep a couple tables.
Right.
And they start moving everyone at that time to the one table.
Right. Yeah. So... And the people that are gambling are either absolutely fucking have lost it all and they're hanging on to their last little bit thinking they can come back, or they're up big.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was this dude, and so I'm kind of explaining craps to Erica,
mm-hmm.
and we're watching. And so there was this dude that was shooting, and then there was this black guy standing, and I was on one end of the table with this black guy. And he was super cool. And then there was these two strippers that were on the side table, Lummy, opposite of where the pit boss is. And then there was this other dude who was really shot the fuck out, but had a big pile of chips, and he was throwing.
Oh.
So when we rolled up, the point was 6. So I told Erica, so he rolls out, and he rolls an 8, which is great.
Yep.
8 is great.
Yeah, the only thing you're looking for at this point, honestly, the only thing that's going to fuck your world up is a 7.
Ugh, not a 7.
No, that's the only thing. So the point set at 6, and this guy, the guy gambling, Lummy, he's got like, now the black guy, I'm closer to the black guy. He's got like 50 on the pass. He's got odds on the pass. So that what's he can get? So he has a $150 on the odds.
Nice.
He's got 50 on the pass. He's got, I think, 50 on the 6. I mean, I'm sorry. He's got 50 on the 8. He's got like 50 on the 9. He's got like 25 on the 10. He's got like,
he's looking big, nice.
Yeah. He's got 50 on the 4. He's got 25 on the 5. You know, because this guy's been rolling a while.
Mm-hmm.
So we roll up here. And I'm like, man, I feel, but see, Lummy, I'm all about rhythm and superstition.
Yeah.
So I had $200. I'm like, I need to buy in and, you know, at least get on the pass line. You know, I'm saying, which puts me on the 6.
Yeah.
But I feel like, because I'm from Fabrizi's school of gambling.
You don't want to be that guy that might break his streak and then get blamed.
Right,
and,
so, you know, because buy-ins take a little bit of time off, it messes the rhythm up.
Yeah.
So how it goes on is you throw the die,
mm-hmm.
and then whenever it hits, they call it, and then they pay out, and then they collect the die back, and then they give it to the shooter, and he shoots again. That's if everything's going well. Well, things that can disrupt the die are new people that are buying in, or the dice fall off the table.
Yep.
Or the drink lady comes to the shooter and gives him a drink, and he has to pay. Like, you know.
Normally, that's when when the casino's sending over the drink lady.
Right. Or they'll change pit bosses.
Yep.
Or they'll change stick men. So on, like, if a table's getting killed, they'll do everything they can to disrupt the rhythm.
Right.
Well, I didn't want to be that guy, but God, love me, I wish I would have bought the fuck in. So what I was thinking about doing was laying out 200, putting 50 on the front, 50 on the back, and then see where we go. And I was looking for a 6, obviously,
yeah,
which is the second most common number that will come up. Right?
Yes.
Well, no, well, 6 and 11.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you're looking for the 6, though, anyhow.
Right. So the black guy's got 25 on the horn, which are all hards, and he's juiced up. Guy fucking, now this guy, it's blonde-haired white guy, and he looks like he's kind of fucked up, but he's got, he's got all kinds of fucking chips. So he goes, he throws 8. Fucking black guy, I don't know, I think the black guy is getting like 68-50 every time he hits a number. Nice. So I'm like, man, I need to fucking buy in. This guy's hot. I need to buy in. And Merch Crick doesn't understand. She's just watching. So they give the dice to the guy again, and he throws, boom, 10. Hard 10. And the black guy had, 25 on the horn, so I don't know what that is on the hard 10, but he gets money on the hard 10, plus he had 25 on the 10, so he takes down another fucking deal, and the white guy thrown. Now, the two strippers, they don't know what they're doing. So, they're just kind of laying down, and the stick guys are kind of telling them what to do. You know how they'll do that for a girl?
Yeah.
Literally, if you walked up to the craps table, which you wouldn't because you don't
gamble because I'm Jewish.
But if you're like, they will completely help you. They'd be like, you know what? Put 25 here.
Okay.
And then put like 50 there. And they literally are like, what a lot of people don't realize is they're literally pulling for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like we don't have to be showing that this article here. Guys, this just happens to be something I have up. So if you
They're pulling because, if they're helping you, then you're going to tip them.
Yeah. So they actually, Anna, want you to win. They want you to win. They don't give a fuck about the house.
Yeah.
They want you to win because the more you win, the more attention the table brings.
Sure.
Two, the more gamblers. And three, the better chance to get tipped. So they're not messing the rhythm up enough to mess the rhythm up, Lummy, but they're kind of playing slow because they're like, I don't know if I should put another 25 on the 6 or if we should put $5 on the hard 8. They're like kind of being stupid.
Mm.
So the guy throws again, throws a hard 8.
Ooh.
Now the black guy gets another fucking, 36-50 or whatever for the hard 8. Cause he has all hards. If you put money on the horn, isn't that all hards?
Yes. Lummy,
you've covered all hards.
Yes.
You've covered 4, you've covered 6, you've covered 8, you've covered 10, and you covered 12 on the hards. So on the hards, a hard 6 hard 12 is 2 sixes.
Mm.
A hard 10 is 2 fives. A hard 8, 2 fours.
No, I think I think it's a 9-to-1 payout on the 6s and 8s on the hard 8s.
So I know
eights.
He had 50 on the horn. So if he had 50 on the horn, which covers all, if he had 50 on the horn, maybe I should ask Alexa. Hey, Alexa, if I got $50 on the horn, how much does a hard 10 pay in craps?
From wizardofvegas.com, if hard 10 comes, add another $350 to that.
On a $50 horn?
7-to-1? Yeah.
Yeah, so
7-to-1 on the certain line, then 9-to-1 on the 6 and 8s.
All right, so was he pulling 350?
350 every time, yeah, he was hitting the hard.
Oh, I know, he was so fucking happy. So the weird guy, all of a sudden, now, Lummy, this guy has hit, he's hit a 4, he's hit a hard 4. He's hit a 5, he's hit an 8, a hard 8, and he's hit a 10.
Nice.
While I'm watching.
And you're just sitting there wanting to get in.
And he set the point at 6 and hasn't hit it yet. So then it's still his role. He then freaks out. The shooter freaks out and says, I got to step away. So they're like, are you done, sir? And he's like, no, I just don't want to roll anymore. So the black guy's like, it was funny. Black guy's like, man, what the fuck? You don't want to roll no more.
Yeah.
I mean, now this black guy's probably made, I don't know, Lummy, maybe $1,800
just in those rolls that I think you've been up there.
Yeah, since I've been there. Now I'm thinking, fuck, if I would have laid down 200 and put 25 on the 8, 25 on the 10, 25 on the 4 or the 5, I'd be up, fuck.
You'd be up probably over a little bit over 1,000.
So they then take this blank. This guy walks away, leaves his chips and everything, and he goes in and sits, goes to a table and sits by himself.
Oh,
like,
Jesus.
This guy's fucking fully whack. So the stick man and the pit boss, they take like this velvet blanket and they put it over his chips, kind of like a
protection.
And they tell the black guy, it's your role. I mean, the role goes to you. The game keeps going on. It's your die. So the black guy rolls. Boom. Seven out on the first one. So then the girls, they don't know what to do. So that's all who's left at the table, the black guy and the two girls. Hmm. So I'm like, maybe I'll get in now. And then the restaurant opened up, and I'm like, fuck it, I'd rather just go eat.
And you don't know how long that fucker's going to sit over by himself and contemplate, you know, his next roles or do some coke.
He fucked it all up. He completely fucked it up. Like, he had a role going, and then he fucked it up.
He was coming down.
But what did you eat?
I had biscuits and gravy with a side of bacon.
Ugh, love it.
No extra buffet?
Lummy, do you know what the buffets fucking cost?
Probably like $70, $60.
Really?
And here's the deal, Lummy. Now that I'm here, you know what I am? I'm King Leftover. I can't eat because of the Ozempic. I can't eat.
Well, pussy.
I can't eat pussy, or I'm a pussy.
Whatever.
Both.
System shut down.
Your system defrag. Yeah. I got called out, bitch.
Well, because, you know, you normally...
Like, I can't eat. I couldn't enjoy a buffet because I can't eat that much. Like, if I go and get... I went and got... Like, when my first night I was in Reno, my dad took me to Applebee's because my dad's, like, on a budget.
Yeah, on a budget.
Yeah, he's a baller on a budget. And they got, I guess, supposedly at Applebee's, they got 2 for $30.
Oh.
And so listen to this.
Oh, yeah, apps.
So listen to this. Mm-hmm. Two people can eat for $30 at Applebee's, and that includes each person gets their own appetizer,
mm-hmm.
and each person gets their own entree for $30.
Ooh.
Let me ask Alexa. Mm. Hey, Alexa, tell me about the Applebee's 2 for $30 deal.
From thecoupontimes.com, highest ever Applebee's discount. Get an extra $30 off on orders $30 plus site-wide with code 1030.
Well, on their website, let me be... it's 2 for $25.
Yeah. So, Dad, he take, you know, by the way, I didn't let my dad pay for anything. I paid for everything.
Oh, that's awesome.
I paid for everything because I just, you know, he's retired.
Yeah. You get it.
And okay. So dinner was $43 because I got a hamburger and I gave my French fries to the crick.
So she didn't even need to really eat.
She doesn't even really need to eat.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, really, the most that if you take my girlfriend out for a date, the most it's going to cost you is one biscuit and one thing of fries.
The best.
That's it.
Were you kind of heavy-handed with Merch Cook while you were out there still?
How'd you know?
I was going to say, was Doug Clem like, that's my boy right there.
Oh, no. Hmm. I mean, no, my dad's like, my dad loved her. He was like, you better...
No, no, I mean, like, you're not some pussy whipped, you know, flake.
You show a woman who's boss.
Oh, no, he knows who the fucking boss
okay.
is.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean.
All right, you're right, son.
That's what I'm saying. He's like, that's my boy right there. He knows, you know.
Oh, he knows. Proud of him. I mean, he knows. Yeah. He oh, yeah. I mean, he knows.
Yeah. I mean, of course you have to be hard, too. I mean, I've seen your dad for a while, too.
Well, I wasn't extra hard in the paint because I was with my dad. I just was rolling the way I roll.
Right.
You know. So, I mean, all she needs is a thing of fries and a glass of water. For
that's
real.
It. She's happy as a clam.
So, we go to, Applebee's, that's the fucking jam. Mm.
Yeah.
They
put steak back on the menu for the 2 for $25.
I mean, think about this. My dad got boneless barbecue wings and a big fucking bacon hamburger with French fries. And I think his wife got a Caesar salad and like some mozzarella sticks. And I got the same hamburger my dad did and gave my fries to the Merch Crick. And all in with, you know, and we got sodas and shit like that. I think it was $41.
Oh, wow.
For four people on a
That's
for
incredible.
Four, yeah.
Well, three and, you know.
I will tell you, man, see if, let me see if, I guarantee you this place might not even have a fucking website, but it was straight from the 70s, and it might be my all-time favorite breakfast place now. Is a place called Jack's Cafe.
Oh, in Reno?
In Reno.
I think I saw
Let's
it.
See. And it's just, it's in maybe not the, Reno. Maybe not the not so desirable part of town.
Oh, I got it right.
Yeah, they have a
Jack's
website.
Jack's Coffee Shop? No.
No, I'm sending you the bang, but just click on the website just to make sure.
Okay, hold on here.
And they have pictures too.
Jack's Cafe. Let me see.
The Jack's Cafe, the link.
Hold on here.
Is it in Sparks?
What website here, right here?
Like yeah.
Right here?
Yep, that should pop it right up.
All right, hold on. So, Anna, this fucking... So, I walk in and
Yum.
And so, like, it's an old...
Yum!
It's an old school, like, maybe IHOP or International House of Pain that just a regular... Well, Jack made it his place.
Did he?
Well, I mean, it seems like it's been there for years, but it looked like it was a franchised, you know, Village Inn or something like that prior to Jack getting it, right?
Right.
So we get in and it's like, first of all, you don't see any tours. It's all, and by the way, they don't serve dinner. So they're only a lunch.
Yep, 7 to 2.
They're only a breakfast and a lunch place, which is another good score for a restaurant.
Okay.
And so I get there and like, you know, it's not run down, but it's just old. Like, let me instead, the booths, rather than that, they have like duct tape over the cracks of the booths. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like the menu, if they don't offer it anymore, they just put a piece of black electrical tape over it.
I like that.
And so, and then, we sit down and I'm not intimidated by all that. I like a little greasy mom and pop spoon. Mm-hmm. I prefer that. And so I look around and it's breakfast time. It's before we were leaving Saturday morning. It's like 9 o'clock Saturday morning. And I look around, and here's the one thing that was in common. I saw a guy have, like, French toast. I saw a guy had biscuits and gravy. Nobody could clean their plate. Everybody was sending, like, when the busboy or somebody would come, there was food on everybody's plates, which means they just give you gigantic proportions.
I bet I could fucking finish it.
I bet you couldn't, bitch.
I bet you I fucking could. You don't know me. You have to understand, I eat one meal a day and it's a lot of food.
I'm telling you right now, Anna, you would fucking love this place.
Oh,
I don't
God,
know.
I
don't know.
Here. That's enough.
I don't know if it's vegan. Well, I mean.
Oh, trust me, Bubba. I already know what I'm getting.
What are you getting?
Avocado omelet, mushrooms and jack cheese.
Anna,
egg whites.
I got
with home fries.
I got the scramble. The scramble, and so it was basically like two scrambled eggs with mushrooms, onions, green peppers, bacon, with home fries, and I couldn't finish it all. It was so fucking good.
Mm.
God, it's so good.
But you're on Ozempic. I bet I can finish my food. So good. I love breakfast food. It's the best. Mm. It's so good. Breakfast burrito. Have you ever had a breakfast burrito, Bubs?
Yeah.
With like French fries in the burrito.
But then when we were in Dallas for the layover, I went to Moe's, you know, and it was too much.
Food?
Yeah, too much. Mm. Then I got the shits.
Well,
yeah,
sometimes that happens.
Rhett used to work there.
Rhett, you worked at Moe's?
Yeah, I did food prep in the back.
That's why you got
that was what I was doing before I came back here. It's actually been like a year this week that I came back.
Hold on.
Oh my God. Happy anniversary.
Before you came back here, you were working at Moe's?
Yeah, I was doing food prep. That was full time.
Did you have to wear gloves and stuff?
Yeah.
I got the chicken burrito and it was like $13.99.
They've upped their prices since then. When I worked there.
Well, I mean, this is also airport.
Yeah.
That's true. But I worked at one smack dab in the middle of Riverview, and when I left, the chicken burrito was $14.
Dang.
But
burrito is like $16 or $17.
But
now.
They're big. I mean, it was.
They're not $16 big.
Did you get to eat for free?
Yes.
Hell Yeah.
And then we had like some new GM who was real by the book come in. He was a cool guy, but he was a stickler about the food thing. Mm. So we used to just kind of clown on him for that.
Oh.
Yeah, because he didn't want people to get diarrhea like Bubba did at the airport.
Exactly. Yeah.
We used to tease him.
I had explosive diarrhea.
For real?
Yeah, but
exploding.
Exploding.
Okay.
Like I'm talking about.
Like machine gun.
I'm talking about like you got the bubble guts. And you can barely fucking keep your shit in.
You didn't have it on the air.
Here's how bad it was, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
That when we go,
are you peeing out of your butthole?
So we're in Denver, and we're flying to Dallas on Southwest, and want to get delayed? Southwest. So we get off the plane, and I'm like, she's like, oh my god, Crick merch, Crick season anti M's. Which is like the pretzel. She loves. Yeah.
I thought you were saying anti, but no. Anti, I get you. Like Wetzel's pretzels kind of deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah.
Of course she likes that because
it's fucking bread.
It's bread.
With salt.
The bitch is built on bread and cheese.
How does she have such a good body?
I don't know because I make her work out.
No, but that, I mean, she eats like shit.
I know.
Where's she get her protein?
I keep telling her it's going to catch up to her and I'm going to break up with her.
I'm sorry.
That bread's going to catch up to them hips. Just saying.
Uh-oh.
Better keep on them squats.
But she eats like chicken and stuff, right? Like,
no.
Just.
No. Listen,
how does she get protein?
She doesn't eat chicken.
Oh, well,
she doesn't eat meat.
She eats like pepperonis or some shit.
Yeah. Yeah. She'll eat bacon.
Jesus, protein.
She'll eat some pepperonis.
Yeah. Not Bubba's niz up.
She'll have some salami.
I don't know what it's called.
She likes the Genovese or some kind of whatever the fuck. Kind of.
Gianni or Gianni? It's like G-E-N-O-I.
How does she have such a good body? She ain't got no proteins.
The cheese is a protein.
I mean, that's not enough.
So anyway.
Sorry.
She goes to the end. She's like, I'm going to go, oh my God. We get off the plane and Dallas has got a great, I mean, expensive as hell. But their airport, man, they got a great, it's all modern. And just a great food setup and the great food court, lots of variety. And I don't know why I picked Moe's. You know why? Because Whataburger was fucking had a long line and Moe's had nobody in line, which I should have told me something.
Yep.
Yeah, that's everything you need to know.
I'd rather go to the line.
Did you have the shits on the plane?
Well, I had the shits starting. Oh, here's if you want to really talk about it.
I do.
I had the shits at 6 a.m. Saturday morning before we left. I woke up. We weren't supposed, our alarm was set for 8:30 because we needed to be at the airport by 10:30. So we set the alarm at 8:30. We were only like 10 minutes from the airport. I figured we could go to Jack's Cafe because I already had it kind of bird dogged out on. I was like, I'm going to that fucking local joint.
Yeah.
Before breakfast.
Mm.
Oh, so let me, when I went to go fill the car up.
Yeah.
40 cent. They charge you 40 cents to use a debit card.
What?
Just another Reno fuckery.
Jesus.
40. So I go to pay my gas and they're like, please understand there's a 40 cent surcharge to use a debit card compared to a credit card. Now, what the fuck? Like the debit card company's not charging the gas station that.
Mm-hmm.
Just another way to break it off in your ass. So anyway, I go. My alarm's set for 8:30 Saturday morning, and at 6, I wake up with, like, the biggest bubble guts ever, and I'm like, oh, my God, how many times in my life have I woke up to having to shit? Like, that's kind of...
That's bad. That's never happened to me before.
Yeah, like, in your entire life, I can probably think of maybe 3 times in my entire life where a shit woke me up.
Yeah, that's never happened to me. Thank maybe God, as a baby.
Thank God. Well, as a baby, you just shit all night long.
I was a good pooper.
I don't even think as a baby you can control your shit. I just think it's shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, as a baby, you don't, like, look at your surroundings and say, you know what? Mom and Dad are here in Target. I probably should hold this shit till we get to
right.
the car.
You just kind of, like, let
you
it rip.
Shit.
Those were the good old days, man. Too bad. And you can't even remember them, which sucks.
Does Walker have a shit routine?
Yes, he does now.
Okay, can you give it to us?
Yeah, now what he'll do is he'll kind of, if you're next to him, he'll try to disappear.
Okay.
Like, kind of go around a corner
Oh,
and
really?
Then, yeah. But if you can't find a corner, he'll take like 10 steps back and then just stare at you. And then you see his face start going.
Oh.
And he just stares and you're like, if you ask him, are you pooping? He will go. Yeah. And but
he,
yeah.
He knows what pooping means.
Yeah.
Does anybody know about the flying saucer on the back back screen? And we had some real cool mushroom shit going on now.
I like the UFO deal.
I don't know. What is it?
It's a fucking air balloon.
I had timed out. Hold on. Let me.
It's a Chinese balloon.
I mean, like,
what? Spy balloon.
What? We got a little kid in there?
It's a Chinese spy balloon.
It looks like a fucking Mario, like, air balloon.
Do you remember how fucking stupid we were as Americans when we thought that little kid was in a balloon?
What?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Remember Balloon Boy, and he was really in his dad's
attic? What are you talking about?
He was hiding out.
Anna, is this the 80s thing?
Anna.
What?
Let me tell the story. Nobody interrupt. That is... It might have been an 80s thing, but and by the way, Lummy, I think they end up moving to Florida.
It was 2009 in Colorado.
And the stupid fucking family said, oh my God, our son got into like a little play helium balloon deal, and he might be in. And so they show this balloon in the air. It's like a... almost a little weather spy balloon. Mm. And they show it in the air, and the entire family has the media bamboozled that their little five-year-old boy might be in the basket part. And the entire country was watching this fucking balloon.
Mm.
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. They slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
And come to find out, here we go. Come to find out, Anna, he was just, the kid was fucking hiding in the basement, and I don't think they ever got in trouble
for it. Oh, my God.
The governor pardoned them.
But this was from 2009?
Yes, 2009.
Oh, that's embarrassing. That is,
and it's,
they were doing an interview on the news when the kid outed them. He was on the couch, and he had like made a comment about where his brother was during that time.
What a little nerd.
And they like tried to correct him on TV. It's really awkward. I'll see if I can find it.
The guilty, yeah, the parents intended.
I don't think. Oh,
the plead, the plead guilty.
I'll see if I can find it.
The guilty, yeah, they, the parents
intended. Oh, no!
The plead guilty. I'll see if I can find it.
The guilty, the parents intended.
Oh, no!
The guilty,
the guilty, the guilty, the guilty,
the
guilty, the guilty, the guilty,
the
guilty, the guilty,
the guilty, the guilty, the
guilty,
the guilty, the guilty, the guilty, the guilty, the guilty, the guilty, the
America was spellbound as a balloon raced across the sky. Fears were that a little boy was trapped inside.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck. How do I not remember this? What was I doing? I was probably just blacked out drunk.
It looks like one of these little Jiffy Pop fucking
yeah, popcorn
bullshit things. Yeah. I don't know how big it was. And the family knew the kid was not in there.
Oh, yeah.
And so they alert the media that the kid, you know, might be in there. And so the entire fucking nation is riveted to this fucking balloon.
For 2 hours, millions of Americans watched.
Oh, yeah, everybody did.
For the survival of six-year-old Falcon Heaney.
He's in, in there, according to authorities.
His dad, Richard, said the family of five was working on the helium balloon in their backyard with home video camera rolling.
Two, one.
When it flew off with little Falcon inside.
Dad, Falcon's in there.
Where?
In the ship.
But it turned out the boy was home the whole time, hiding in the...
Where? Dad!
Yeah, tell me that that doesn't
my
even...
My brother's in there!
But tell me that that doesn't even sound scripted.
Where is he?
Listen, oh, my God!
Listen, middle son. Once it gets up, you know, past the fence, then you Zoinksville, that little fucking Falcon's in there, okay? Let's practice. Ready?
Mom's gonna get it on the camcorder.
Okay, let's practice. Here we go. Here you... Bombs away. Oh, my God. Little Falcon's in there. Where? In that ship.
Oh, no.
With home video camera rolling.
Two, one.
When it flew off with little Falcon inside.
Dad, Falcon's in there.
Where?
In the ship.
But it turned out the boy was home the whole time, hiding in the attic. Then there was this moment later that night when Falcon seemed to fess up during a live interview with CNN's Wolf Blitzer.
We did this for the show.
Man.
Police say...
did he say we did it for a show? Did he say that?
Yeah. His dad was like, oh,
he's like,
man.
Learn how to work, you little fuck face.
Don't think he didn't get spanked.
Yeah.
Listen.
Moment later that night when Falcon seemed to fess up during a live interview with CNN's Wolf Blitzer.
We did this for a show.
Man.
Police say the Heaneys were fame seekers who staged the whole thing in hopes of landing a reality show. And here they are today.
Oh, Jesus.
I think they live in Florida.
Oh, no.
I think they lived in Florida, and this fucking dad came up with a back scratcher that you put on a door, and it scratches your back. And he was using the little kid to try to fucking sling it. Swear to God, look that up.
All right. Despite all the evidence against them, they're standing by their original story. Did you really believe that Falcon was in that balloon?
We couldn't find him, so I went into panic mode.
Balloon boy is now a teen, and he's defending his...
Ugly as fuck, too. I mean, it looks like he got the alien part of that balloon, doesn't it?
Dad, who went to jail for the elaborate hoax that...
Oh, his dad went to jail?
It's like weird.
...captivated the nation.
It wasn't a hoax, and there's more to the story.
A lot of people had the opinion, look, this is a guy who hasn't told us the truth about this whole story. Why
Let me bing it and see.
I got a bear scratch back.
Okay, but also bing, like, how long did he go to jail for?
Could anybody believe what you're saying now?
I've always been an honest guy. I've always been truthful.
Shut the fuck up.
These days, Falcon and his two brothers flip houses in Florida
90
with
days
their dad.
In jail.
Hold on. Flip houses in Florida. Oh, like every other fucking white trash person from Colorado.
These days, Falcon and his two brothers flip houses in Florida with their dad and play in a heavy metal band. The balloon boy... story. What kind of effect has it had on your life, your family's lives?
I did lose some opportunities, perhaps from it, But I can't regret any of that. I've got to keep moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, honestly,
you got 90 days and 100 community service hours.
The entire country was like, kind of like the OJ fucking deal when, you know, the OJ Bronco deal. They're like, because they initially reported that the boy was in the fucking runaway balloon.
They said that because they couldn't shoot it down either.
Oh, my God.
And they couldn't shoot it down because the fucking boy was in it.
How embarrassing.
What's this, Lummy? Is this the back?
This is his back scratcher, that commercial.
I think he did. I think he actually tried to do my show, and I told him no. Because I think they're from this area. I think they're from this area.
If you... It's like a son of a twitch. There's only one thing to do the job.
Hi, I'm inventor Richard Heaney. If you itch like a son of a twitch, then you need my latest invention, the patent-pending bear scratch. Check it out. You never walk out in the woods and see a bear bring off a branch to scratch his back? No, he uses...
Again, get this guy away from me.
Fame seeker. His dad.
The entire tree. Order it at bearscratch.com. The secret is in this natural textured wood and all these tiny knots. It gives you a deep, deep, penetrating scratch. And, oh, man, this thing feels good. This thing's strong.
Coke instead of pills.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is before a person could get hooked on Xannies. You were hooked on cocaine.
God. Now that's a bear scratch. That is a bear scratch. I'm telling you, man, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh,
one
God.
Move for a 36-inch groove. Keep on batching for a full scratching. Bear scratch is so easy.
Make it stop, Bubba.
Can you imagine, Anna, your new apartment, and you fucking put it on the nearest corner? You fucking throw up a bear scratcher. I would walk out of your fucking house.
Stick, screw, sway, and scratch. Go ahead, ask someone to scratch your back. It's always the wrong spot. Not with bear scratch. You get the exact scratch where you want it. You can pay $7 for a lightweight back scratcher. I mean, come on, man. Look at this. These bow, bend, and break. Not bear scratch. It's 2.5 inches of thick material. You can own your own bear scratch for only $19.
He being like a dark match Billy Mays.
Yeah. $99. Yeah, imagine paying $7 for that wimpy one or $19 for the heavy-duty one. I'll take the heavy-duty one any day of the week. It cleans up so easy because it's got a thick, hard gel coat. Just check out these super strong steel bear...
Like you want those things nailed into your drywall, right?
Trap brackets. Can't find your back scratcher, huh? Well, there it is right there. Yeah. That bear scratch. Where is it? There it is. Where is it? It's right there. It's right here. Oh, yeah.
Oh, don't forget that I faked my kid being in a bubble.
Bear scratch. You can't lose it. Bear scratch is fun for the whole family. Yeah, it makes a great gift. Let's make this the best deal in the whole world, okay? Bear size my order. How about that? Bear size my order. You get 2 bear scratches for $29.99. That's a real good deal. Now, you can get yours at bearscratch.com. That's 1 bear scratch for $19.99, which is a great deal. Or you get 2 bear scratches for $29.99. They're both a great deal.
It's still selling.
Is there a year on this?
It's 2010.
So okay, so this was, I mean...
Are you trying to say, Lummy, that these things still sell?
Yeah, $34.99 now. Bear they just picked up
honey!
The fortune...
I don't need you anymore! I can do it myself!
Imagine being married to that.
No. What, Lummy, no. They just got picked up by who?
Fortune Bay Resort in Minnesota.
Who did?
The Bear Scratch. That's where you can buy it now.
Fortune Bay... Minnesota. You know, they're the ones that bought the rights to
No, no. They're just, if you want to buy one of these, you can go there. It's their big news on their, I sent you their website.
Fortune Bay Resort?
Yeah.
What?
It's got Grand Sierra on
I sent
phone.
You their website. It's just like their big news. Like they got picked up by a retailer and that's their retailer they got picked up by.
Oh, and this is 2023.
Yeah.
Need a giant, unique gift idea. Introducing the Bear Scratch Cub. Testimonial stores stores near you. My God, they got. Well, let me see. They got any in Florida?
Nope.
And so these are the places that they've suckered into buying them in Indiana. I think Indiana's got a place. Of course they do. Backward. Nope. No. Nothing in Indiana. Rep distributors, retailers, consumers.
Testimonials.
I wonder if. If there's no way to call, because I'd call them. this. I wonder if this fucking weird. It seems like this weirdo still has something to do it with it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it says.
Let me Google him and see what that stupid fuck's doing nowadays. And then you said, that the governor of Colorado pardoned him.
Him and his wife, yeah. Mm.
Meaning, like, well, he did his, but it sounds like he did his time, right?
90 days, yeah, 90 days and 100 hours of community service.
This is Fortune Bay. So they're like a casino somewhere, and they also offer the. Do they offer these in the rooms, maybe, or
maybe at their gift shop?
Oh, who knows?
Looks like he's living in Spring Hill. It looks like
really.
He was on probation felony.
For what?
I'm trying to find out. Recent arrest, booking location, Hernando County. So I'm trying to.
Maybe we should have him on the show. And no, I don't really want to get him on my radar.
Yeah.
I don't want him. Somebody said that he did a storm chaser show, too.
Oh, come. Really?
Yeah. It's like, man, you know,
He's living life.
I can't catch a break. On the project that I'm doing, but this motherfucker, you know what I need to do, Anna? We need to act like we got this balloon and that you're in it.
Oh, no!
Bubba, where's Anna?
I think she's in the balloon that's leaving the ground right now.
Oh, no.
No, I'm not. We just did it for the show.
Right?
Jesus.
Hey, Lemmy, I went out back and gave the goats a little snack yesterday.
Yeah.
And it looks like they've really, they're chewing this. There ain't a lot of grass left for them, is there?
No.
Good. I like it that way.
Yeah, they're keeping it low. I brought them just a little bit of hay just so they had something when it, you know, since there's no more grass. And the seaweed, I got to do another clump of seaweed.
You do, because I went and looked at it yesterday and I was like, I thought Lummy did a seaweed here and this is not look like anybody's did anything.
Yeah.
Did they eat all the seaweed?
Sure did.
Well, then let me consider if you, as you de-seaweed it, buddy.
No, that's what I did last time. I left it all on the side.
It's all for them.
I know. It's just that from the sun and the water being so low that all that algae just grew right back.
Oh, my God, it did.
Yeah. So I saw it yesterday, and I'm like, okay, time to de-seaweed.
As long arms as you have.
Oh, I mean, I got a good amount of it out the other day.
Can you do it again?
Yeah, that's my plan.
And see, I can't do it because I don't have very long arms.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I understand.
I don't have the wind that you have.
I'm going to do it and then obviously cut the grass too in the front.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's getting long because it's been raining here.
What the guy, did you ever look and see what he got busted for?
Yeah, I haven't found anything yet. It keeps coming up from 2010
stuff.
He's
a piece of shit.
Well, he's living in Spring Hill. I mean, come on.
You piece of shit. You piece of shit.
He's been arrested a couple of times. 1997 for vandalism on a vehicle.
97. How long has he been living down here?
Since 2010.
Onto the local scene. Oh, Bubba the Love Spot.
What?
He's in construction.
What?
He pleaded guilty to a felony count of attempting to influence a public servant and served a 30-day jail term.
Is that like bribery?
Yeah.
Onto the local scene, Bubba the Love Sponge has tongues wagging, and that's just the way he wants it. Radio 104 booted Dee Snider for the syndicated shock jock known for talking sex and calling women the B word.
It's the B word.
The bitch.
Oh, I know.
Did you get a hold of Crick and see if she'd gotten that Howard Stern stuff?
Yes, she did not. She said that she has no emails from before Monday. So I told her to keep looking. She said she will.
Well, maybe we can put an all points bulletin out for somebody that's got it.
Well, yeah, just have the Mario guy. He should be able to resend it.
Today, Bubba appeared in Hartford.
Why don't you try to get a hold of Mario? You okay. Handle it.
Seventh city to carry his Tampa-based morning show. He's vowing to wage and win a ratings war with radio legend Howard Stern. Bubba makes no apologies for his offensive style and says he's just a regular guy.
What is it?
It's entertaining. I mean, you know, you can read any Playboy magazine. You could listen to any Eminem song. You can listen to any Pearl Jam song, any Papa Roach song and hear that all day. I'm not the only person doing it.
Am I worried about offending people? Yeah, but those are the kind of people that I don't think are going to listen to our station anyway because they don't have a sense of humor. Well, obviously the show is not for kids. It's obviously not for kids. Yes, it's in the...
Isn't it refreshing to have corporate program directors like my good friend Todd Thomas there not being apologetic and afraid to put controversial programming on? I mean, has the tide changed or what?
Oh,
I mean, you got program directors now saying, yeah, it's not for kids and it's in the morning and we're going to offend some people. Yeah.
Morning. Yes, it's easily accessible for children. But again, it has to fall back on the parents.
So the question is, will this kind of morning radio fly in the Connecticut area? And the answer is, it's too early to tell.
Yeah.
Radio 104 has gotten about 1,000 emails complaining.
1,000 emails?
Which they say isn't that many.
It depends on...
Cox had 15 people complain about your tweet, and you were gone, and they got 1,000 emails, and they're like, oh, that ain't that many.
Yeah.
How many people they need to define it as flying. I mean, there's always going to be a few people who want to listen to that. The more outrageous, the better for them. The more naughty, the better
they
for
say
them.
It's all about
the more naughty.
Ratings.
Sure.
All about beating Howard. Yeah,
right.
It's been on the air for a couple days. They say doing very well.
So and the more people talking, the better, regardless of what they're saying about
they
it, really.
They want the criticism because it gets the exposure.
Right.
And kids will definitely not be tuning in.
Right.
Yeah, right. Back in the good old days. Loan me any additional information before I get the fuck out of here.
For Richard Heaney?
For who?
Or that guy still? Or
for anything in life, buddy.
No, I'm going to be just on top of that stuff out there.
No, I'm still going to be on top of that stuff out there. You mean the seaweed?
Seaweed and grass cutting and all that good stuff.
Thank you.
No, I'm buying you a bear
anything,
scratcher.
Anything, buy me what?
A bear scratcher for your birthday.
I will fucking fire anybody. I will fire anybody
that supports them.
And here's the deal. Any Bubba Army that sends us one of those, you're out.
You're done.
Like, send us, you know, if you're going to spend $29.95 on a fucking bear scratcher, you could have sent us $20 through our Venmo and done more for us than that. Right?
Yeah.
If we get one, we're putting out for the goats. They'll scratch the shit out of it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Did you get your water hooked back up out there?
Yeah, I did that the other day.
I think Bella's the one that knocks it offline.
I put it inside to make it better. Arizona Dirt Track Hoosier, 20 on the Venmo, and Matt Anderson, 25 on the Venmo.
Perfect. Anna, anything in your world?
You need anything from Target? I think I'm gonna make a run.
Oh,
you really are gonna ask me?
Well, no, I was going to say, Lummy, I mean, can we go to Target.com and buy our swimsuits? Or, I mean, I think we should maybe, you know, do it.
Oh, do you want me to scope them out and see what they got?
Yeah. Scope them out.
Yeah, it says they have one left of 4X, one left of 3X. And
I think I'm a 3X. What do you think you would be?
Probably a 4X in this.
All right, I'll go check it out.
Don't buy anything for
us. I'm not, but I'll if I find something, I'll send you.
Bird dog it out.
Yep. Yes, sir.
And then, I mean, you know, me and Lummy, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Rhett. And then Dan needs like a real sexy.
Well, you're not going to find that at Target. You got to go to like Frederick's or something like.
A bikini for Dan's going to wear a Speedo.
Hold on, he's going to want a gold. No, Dan's going to wear
a tea bag.
We're being girls. We're being girls.
He's going to have to go to Fashion Nova.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Gold bikini. Here's what I'm thinking about getting Dan. Like maybe something like this. Hold on. Let's get Dan something like that. See, on and off, if your boobs look like that, isn't those perfect?
Yeah, but I think mine are perfect the way that they are.
Okay, I think they are too. But I'm just saying.
Right?
Do you got the hiccups?
No, I was just laughing.
I'm trying to find what would be perfect for Dan when we do our transitioning photo shoot. I don't know that we can call it that.
Probably not.
We need thong. Hold on. I'm going to get this for you.
Yeah. Teabag. Because you know Dan's got probably a really nice ass.
Of course.
And let me, we'll do like a front shot. And then they'll be like, okay, girls, turn around. Okay.
Yeah.
Turn around.
Let me see that.
See, he needs, Dan needs probably more a thong.
Yeah.
Here we go. A gold. Gold.
Huh. Thong. Here we go. This is Dan all day. Let me
bikini.
See. Let me see.
Hold
is
on
it,
here.
Is it?
You don't think that's it right there for Dan?
Yeah. We need, no, we need less coverage. How about something like this?
How about this, on? Did you see what I just put up on the screen?
That's perfect.
I like it. This one's pretty good.
With his ween?
Yep.
He's going to have to tuck his ween.
Oh,
yeah.
Hold on here, Anna. Let's see what's coming up here. This is what Anna
Yeah. thinks. So you could kind of scroll through some of those pictures.
Man, that girl's got big hips, which I don't like.
What? She's got a great waist-to-hip ratio.
Hold on here.
Wait, no, no. Go up and see on the left-hand side. If you click the arrows, you should be able to see
no,
like
that
all the,
girl. Oh.
Well, it's not a girl. It's for Dan, remember?
Right.
And then if you see the back of it, it's just a nice little piece of floss. You can see her butt.
Trying. No butt.
No butt?
No butt.
I saw a butt.
I think we should get Dan this one right
here. Bottom left-hand corner.
Yeah.
Right.
This one right here. Could you imagine his ween? He'd have to get his ween all tucked up in there.
And it's just held together by a little plastic.
And it's just this little clear plastic. I wish I could see the back of this.
Here.
I need to see the back of this.
Click on it. Click on it. It might have it turn around.
Hold on here. Okay, so that's the front.
No, it's just different colors. Looks like.
And they don't show you the back.
Mine had a back. But you clicked out of it.
But we couldn't get to the back of yours.
Yeah, go here. You want me to resend it?
Yeah, please.
All right.
All right, so let me, we know what we're getting. We're getting kind of like what Alex had, yep. Okay? Kind of like an Andre the Giant singlet.
Yeah.
One shoulder singlet. Okay, Anna.
Okay, no. Right.
If you cannot find
down,
a 3X two-piece,
down,
then.
Down.
Did you, what?
Down. Right.
Oh.
There.
Oh.
Like that. For Dan.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. For Dan.
Sorry, Rhett, go ahead.
No, you're good. If you can't find a 3X two-piece, then I will gladly take a tuck-friendly one-piece as an alternative.
No. You already said.
Yeah, there's plenty of 3Xs.
Yeah, but what if they can't find one that's big enough, is what I'm
Rhett,
saying.
There's plenty at Target.
3XL.
Yeah, dude.
Hold on, 3XL bikini.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Here we go.
Rhett, plenty. Oh, yeah.
Rhett,
oh, come on.
Like right here, Rhett. Come on. This is you all day, look.
You can get tummy control.
Rhett.
Oh, yeah, with the high waist, I'd kill that.
Do you want a tankini or a bikini?
Look, Rhett would look. Look, that's Rhett all day.
That's Rhett all day. Dad.
Rhett or Rhett, maybe this? Hold on.
Look up. I'm going to look
first
up 3X gender
all,
bikini.
First of all, Rhett's getting hot on this deal.
3X
he's
gender.
He's getting hot on these chicks.
In bikini.
Green bikini's hot as hell.
Rhett, right here. Look, that's you, bikini. Buddy.
Well, Bubba, if we're going to stick with the Target, they have two pieces also.
Let's see.
For Rhett.
We can get this one for $14 for Rhett.
I sent you the Target link.
That's with, my color,
with
too.
With the two pieces.
Oh, this is perfect. Hold on. Hold on.
Rhett, which one, Lummy?
Well, there's a bunch of them. Like, you saw ours, right?
Yeah.
Go up again?
All right, this is ours. Is that ours?
Yeah, that's ours right there.
Right here is ours.
Yep.
Okay.
And then you get the one next to it.
Right.
And it has different colors. And then the one above it. Those two.
Okay. I was wanting to be more, but I guess it's supposed to be boy. I mean, we can't.
Yeah.
Well, then we got to find something for Dan here. We got to find something for Dan because we can't put boobs on Dan. Like, we can't. Dan doesn't have boobs. So we all have to take.
That's right.
I'm plus size with a big belly and I still wear bikinis.
She's a redhead.
Yeah. You're right. We got to stick on the Target deal. Because we can't get Dan. Now, Lummy, is this all they got? Do they have any tea back?
It does not. Oh, hold on.
I'm trying to find the sexiest one for.
It's Target. You're not going to find a tea back at Target. Do you go to Target? No.
They got vibrators out in the open at Target. What do you mean? You can find a tea back there.
You can't find a tea back. I go to Target all the fucking time. There ain't no tea backs. Is that a guy in a bra? Whatever. I mean, I'm cool with it.
This is what we're getting Rhett.
Oh, shit.
This is what Rhett's wearing.
Yep.
Or maybe that's what Dan wears.
You know what? Oh, and he's got a little mustache.
Maybe that's what Dan wears.
Do you remember the episode of Seinfeld where Kramer was talking about the bro?
No.
You know?
The man's ear.
Yeah, the man's ear. Yeah. And the bro, he called it. It really was a forward-thinking show. Who could have predicted?
Yeah. We need to do our, you know, bikini shoot. I'm sorry.
Beach day.
The hosts of the BRN get ready for summer shoot.
Hot girl, right? Summer.
Yep. Yeah, hot guy.
Hot baby summer.
Hot gay guy summer. I guess we don't have to be necessarily gay.
No.
It's just.
We're just getting beach body ready.
Literally just guys being dudes.
Yeah.
guys being dudes.
With T-backs.
What does that mean?
We're just being dudes.
Just, control.
Yeah, there's no way to explain it. It's just guys being dudes. Doesn't get much better than that.
Maybe we get Dan something like this.
Hang out with your way out. Or tuck it back, whatever.
I'm going to stuff.
Yeah, why not?
Because, Lummy, that tight-fitting thing on me, I'll look like, I mean, you'll just see like a little thing.
I'll just be all testicles, so I'll be fine with that.
Is yours going to be just straight balls?
Straight balls.
Are they going to come out the side?
Yeah, probably. You might need to look at a 5X.
Oh, my God.
We're doing a sports show.
You're doing a sports show?
Yeah, I was going to do one after.
Okay, bud.
Think of my testicles.
Stand by for a sports show.